that sometimes where there is the greatest amount of tuma, where there is the greatest amount of impurity, there's often the greatest amount of purity as well. Because when you come to a place like this, see, just described to us in such harrowing detail what happened here. But you also have to keep in mind the words of the Navi Yecheskel, of the prophecy of the Atzamos HaYeveshos, the prophecy of the dry bones. That the Navi tells us that when the Mashiach comes, the valleys that are filled with dry bones will once again come back to life. And so those are not just the valleys of Eretz Yisrael, and those are not just the valleys of those who died in the desert, the Dor HaMidbar, but it's these valleys as well. So we're here today saying Kaddish, we're here today in a mournful, introspective, reflective way, but you must also keep in mind that one day, B'sha'a Tova U'metzlachas, one day soon, this will be a place of incredible joy, when the Atzamos HaYeveshos, when the dry bones, once again come back to life.
Guys, we're gonna have to head out now.